Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pierce. Within 2 weeks of me joining the fire service, the Germans had started having a go at London, and I was pleased to be useful in some way. My friend Thelma, on B-Watch, said that even if I couldn't be a lady war correspondent just yet, at least I was doing my bit. Oh, good, it's part-time, said Bunty, reading the advert again and answering her own question. She had stopped shouting now and become deadly earnest. Honestly, Emmy, she said, this could be your big chance. We looked at each other for a moment, considering its enormity. I'll bet you're right up to date on current affairs, she said. They'll be ever so impressed. Oh, I don't know, Bunce, I said, suddenly nervy. They'll have awfully high standards, even for a junior. Could you test me? We headed into the living room where two piles of magazines and three scrapbooks of news cuttings were balancing precariously on the coffee table. I took off my hat and reached into my bag, pulling out the notebook I always carried, just in case, and then flicking through to the back where I had written appendix in large red letters, and then members of the war cabinet on the next line. I handed it to Bunty, who had plonked herself on the sofa. I'll pretend to interview you, she said, pointing at the least comfortable chair in the room. And I shall be very stern. First off, who's Chancellor of the Exchequer? Sir Kingsley Wood, I said, as I unbuttoned my coat and sat down. That's easy. Well done, said Bunty. All right, then. Lord President of the Council. Do you know, I can't wait for you to start. Your parents are going to be so pleased. Sir John Anderson, I said, answering the question. Steady on, though. I haven't got the job yet. I hope Mother and Father will be happy about it. They'll probably worry about me having to do dangerous things. But they'll pretend they're absolutely fine, said Bunty. We both grinned. Bunty knew my parents almost as well as I did. Our fathers had been friends in the Great War, and she was very much part of the family. Ask me a really hard one, I said. Right-o, said Bunty, and then stopped. Oh, I've just thought. What do you think Edmund will say? I reckon he'll have a blue fit, she added before I could answer. I wanted to jump to his defence, but Bunty did have a point.